Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. How's everything going in your worlds? When I did the big energy clearing on Thursday, holy hay crops, it was a lot. Released anxiety and worry that are not beneficial and invoked clarity, and it was a lot of energy. Yeah, one of the biggest ones that I've done in quite a while. So crazy. It took me a very long time to move all that energy. And so I didn't do an energy clearing pull this week because we're doing that again. I mean, when there's that much energy, it needs a do-over too. So I'm going to invite you all to join in on that. I actually posted it on my Facebook page already and Instagram. And so sign up if you would like that energy shifted for yourself, because yikes. Right? Yikes. You know, we're dealing with a lot, always. And, worrying has its uses, right? I mean, we need to worry and ponder and think about stuff. But when it becomes obsessive or not helping you, that's when we need to find ways to shift our energy. And it's not that it's good or bad, but it is what it is, right? I found myself being stuck pondering a situation because I don't understand. I'm not sure why it is happening the way it is. And I am feeling a little bit stuck on it because I would like clarity. But realistically, I mean, this situation's been going on for years. I just didn't have all the pieces before, and now I have more of the pieces, and part of it makes me go, oh, okay. And then part of it makes me, well, that's not fair. I don't understand. But here's the thing. You know, last week I talked about forgiveness, and instead of forgiving, what if we looked at it as releasing? And so I really pondered that a lot. Because that would be lovely, you know, forgiving yourself, but also releasing the energy in the situation so that you're not obsessing on it, you're not constantly trying to figure out. I mean, I do that with the energy clearing program, and it works so effectively. And then what happens if the energy is still there, if someone asked me a question similar to this yesterday, and I really pondered it, and I answered partially, but then I pondered some more. So if she's listening, I'm going to go a little deeper on this right now because it really got me thinking because I was dealing with something similar. And I think part of the reason I was stuck on it was ego and thinking, okay, if I did something, I would like to do better. I would like to know what it is. But at the same time, I know if I flat out approach the other parties involved and say, so what is the story? What's going on? What did I do? It won't be answered in a way that will be satisfying for me. It will probably be answered in a, oh, nothing. We're good. You're just being sensitive or something along those lines. Because, you know, when we're in a situation like this and we would like clarity and deep conversations, oftentimes the other parties involved would like that to not happen. And it's not good or bad. It's just not where they're at. And we have to take a step back sometimes and honor where other people are at, because it's not up to us. I love my Mindful Monday group. This came up because of a card. We did some Oracle card stuff, and I was like, oh, all right, I know why I got this one. And they had such lovely insights, because my Mindful Monday group is exactly that. It's a group of conversation and connection, and everybody's insight is fabulous. And, you know, I left there going, huh, I need to ponder that some more, because there is something I was stuck on, and I really needed to dig deep in myself. Because here's the thing. Again, back to asking the other parties why is not going to give me the answer I am seeking. And I know that. It's either going to make it worse because they don't want to talk about these kind of things, or it's going to make it more frustrating. Either way, it's not going to be a positive experience for me, and I know that. So for me to let it go is the best option. And so how do we do that? You know, sometimes it's beneficial for us to find a reason that makes sense to us and use that to let it go. We may never know if it's the true reason or if it's just our perception, but the point is we need to be able to let it go and release it so that we're not stuck in that energy. Because here's the deal. As we get obsessively pondering, which, not good or bad, we all do it, we do create energy cords, right? If you be in your body right now and think about when you want to figure something out, do you send your energy out to try to, like, connect and get answers? Here's your self-awareness preaching. You know it's coming every podcast. How do you get those answers? How do you energetically feel things out? Pay attention to that. Chances are you're creating a cord. And the cord might be positive or the cord might not be positive. And again, don't be mean to yourself. It's not good or bad. You're seeking answers. You're seeking understanding. And we send energy cords out to try to figure it out. Now, today we're going to do an energy cord cutting, and we're going to cut all the cords and reattach positive ones and release the negative ones. And again, it's just being a human. Try to have some compassion to yourself. We are just trying to figure it out. And we're worried that we're wrong. We're worried that what we're thinking is not true, or we're worried about so many things we're worried about, right? We're worried about upsetting other people. We're worried that everything we do is wrong. That is coming up so much. Those big fears of being wrong or making mistakes. Yet on your journey of self-awareness, intuition, development, all that stuff, making mistakes is part of the deal. That's how we learn. And it's all experiential, which can be frustrating, but that's okay. You know, I have to tell you this little story about my Mindful Monday group, because it's just so delightful. So when we went on Monday, the doors weren't unlocked, and we didn't realize that our librarian was in there because she walked to work that day. And we were all patient, and we were visiting outside and, you know, just taking it in stride and, you know, thinking about our other options. But, you know, mostly being patient and taking it in stride. And then what happened was that somebody else usually does that part, and it was just a step missed, not even a big deal, and she felt so bad. But it wasn't a big deal to us. It was okay, because people do make mistakes, And we know what it feels like to be the person to make the mistake and feel so bad. And we have extreme compassion for them, don't we? It's okay. Mistakes happen. What about when we make the mistake? Like, you could feel her energy. She was so upset with herself. And it was okay. We still had a very great day. I mean, we're all working on mindfulness and we were doing it. So if we ever needed a validation, we got one. And I think that is so amazing. Ooh, I'm going to share this also with my Mindful Monday group. One of the ladies brought up energy experiments that from the book E-Squared by Pam Grout. And so we're all trying the first one. And I am so fascinated and delighted and intrigued by how it all works out for us. Because, you know, we're not a small group. And it'll be interesting because the energy experiment that we're trying is where you ask the universe, God, whatever energy, she calls it, I'll go look. I don't want to screw it up because I want to honor her stuff, right, the author of the book. She calls it the invisible energy force or field of infinite possibilities. And so this experiment is you ask the universe, the energy field, God, whatever name you pray to or connect with, however you want to see that, and you ask for a gift, an unexpected gift, and you don't put limitations on it. For mine, I asked for an unexpected gift or a blessing. I mean, I get so many, but it is something that I do acknowledge. But this is like in 48 hours, too. We did a time limit. And so I am so intrigued to see how this goes for everybody. It's going to be interesting because, you know, when you're working on being more mindful and aware, this is a perfect thing to do, an energy experiment to see how it goes. And so we're all manifesting a gift and see how that turns up for us. Because lots of times, too, the gifts will come and we either miss them, dismiss them. Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? Oh, that's just a coincidence. Or, oh, well, that was going to happen anyway. But was it? Why can't you just be gracious, right, and acknowledge it? Anyways, one of the things is you can ask for help in recognizing the gift. And I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. I'm so excited for that. I love anything that's an energetic experiment that helps people connect to themselves and to the universe. It's cool. That's why I love Oracle cards. We had such a great experience with the Oracle cards, too. It was impactful. Yeah. This group is giving me so many gifts that I didn't know I needed. Yay. Okay, so let's go back to the cords. Okay, so I'll even use my group as an example. We've created cords with each other, right? There's a connection there, and it's a different type of cording connection, right? Because I don't feel like we're all connected when we're not in the group, but while we are in the group, we are connected. Does that make sense? I mean, energy cords are not black and white, right? They're fluid, and we can create them, and we can uncreate them. We can drop them. We can get stuck in them. So many possibilities. And so I want you to use this cord cutting that we're going to do to become aware of any potential negative cords and to, you know, think about them and release them. I know if I have a negative energy cord attached to me or I have sent out, I get obsessive. I want to figure out why the relationship is as it is. If you're getting stuck in that, why don't they like me? What if there's a negative energy cord? Because what if they just don't have time right now? They're dealing with all their own life stuff, and they're just not available or have the energy for, or, you know, are in alignment with you and what you're doing right now. And you don't have to burn every bridge. You can simply cut the cords, and maybe later on it will be better. We do often take things personally when they're not meant to be personal. But we always try to find meaning in everything. There has to be a reason why. It has to make sense to me. And I must be right. And we're not always, and that's okay. Not always comfortable to be wrong, but it's also okay. We're all operating from our own personal set of beliefs and patterns and perspectives. And even though that's all kind of got blown up in the last few years with everything we're dealing with, it's easy to fall back into some of them, and it's okay. This is why awareness is important. Oh, that's why I'm doing that, because, you know, them not answering my message, or, you know, not wanting to do this with me, or, you know, saying what they said triggers me because I feel that abandonment. I feel that, you know, not being valued. I feel, you know, rejected. Oh, okay. But that doesn't mean that's how they mean it. Their intention might be something completely different, and they're also operating from their own triggers of, I just can't fit that in right now. I just can't do it, right? And for them to take the time to explain that to you in detail, they might not have the energy. You know, when I was going through, you know, processing that accident with my son, I didn't have the energy for people. I actually went to a counselor to say, how can I say I just need space without being rude? Because I just didn't have it in me to, you know, be soft. And I needed help. And she gave me a perfect thing. She gave me two or three alternatives. And that's what I practiced. And I used them because I wanted to ask for space without burning bridges. But I didn't trust myself to be in the right space to do that, right, without burning a bridge, because I was so overwhelmed and scared and worried and uncertain. And we're still dealing with it. It's just not so intense. And now I do have space. And I have, you know, not burned the bridges. And that's good. But in those moments of, you know, anxiety and triggers and all those, we can burn the bridges because we're being reactionary. I have noticed a lot of reactionary energy around, myself included, of course, and being able to go, oh, okay, I shouldn't have done that. I should have handled that differently and, you know, maybe sending an apology. The power of a good, sincere apology is undeniable. The key is being sincere. Don't say, I'm sorry if you felt bad. Yeah, don't do that. I'm sorry. Right? And so back to our energy cords, I mean, we can create them to places and situations, and they're good. Energy cords are just part of, you know, how we navigate our world a lot of the time. But we do need to release the negative ones that might not be healthy for us at this time, right? And it could be completely situational. What if we need to forgive and release? What if we cut an energy cord and that does it for us? so that we can have that space of clarity and move forward. It's worth a try, isn't it? It's really worth a try. I just want to... make sure that I, this is what I wanted. Okay, just getting my paperwork together to do the energy cord cutting because it's intense, right? It frees up space in your aura that may have felt cluttery. And those of you that have been hanging out with me for a while, you know that I love the meditation to do things, and I love the energy clearing to do these things. And I do have an energy cord clearing on my energy clearing program. So, you know, if you have a situation or something that's really stuck in your energy, reach out. Let's book an energy clearing to have a conversation about it and to let it go. I can support you in that because I'm good at it. My magic is strong. Okay. Whew. So much reactionary swirling energy. It's not always easy. I know I can't go, so I am working a couple days a week now, part-time, doing my Mindful Monday, and then I also do digital literacy because it makes me happy. And I don't go without spraying my shoes with the smudge spray. It's just the energy of the world right now, and I know it. And so I have to do my things to safeguard my energy because I'm no good doing what I do if I'm feeling depleted. None of us are any good at doing what we do if we feel depleted. It's been an intense couple of weeks, and yesterday I was just done. So I had a nap. Had a nap in the sunny spot with a cat. I feel like I am part cat, yes. And then I felt guilty, right, as you do. And then I got some more stuff done. Yeah, good times, man, good times. Okay, I just need to check the time so that I can make sure we have time for our guided imagery. Excellent. Okay, let's just go ahead and shake up your energy a little bit. And let's go ahead and start that. We're going to start with our relaxation. Go ahead. Let's take three big deep breaths. Three big deep breaths as you begin to release and let go. I invite you to soften your gaze or go ahead and close your eyes if that feels comfortable. Begin to focus on the sound of my voice. And gently, easily, and safely, allow all the other sounds to drift into the background. They are unimportant to pay attention to. Just connect with the sound of my voice. You continue to breathe gently and easily. One more big deep breath and let it go. As you bring your awareness to your feet, your legs, and from your toes to your knees, you become aware of your legs relaxing. Every breath takes you deeper as this relaxation moves up into your thighs, your hips, and your stomach muscles, relaxing as well. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper you go into relaxation. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. This relaxation now continues moving upward in through the solar plexus, across your chest area, in through your shoulders, and moving down through your arms, your hands, your fingers, and the neck muscles relaxing. Each and every breath takes you deeper. With every breath you breathe in, you're breathing in the relaxation to your body and the positives to your mind. With every exhalation, you're releasing any discomfort from your body and any negatives from your mind. And now, this relaxation keeps moving up in through your scalp, across your forehead, and down over your eyelids. Your facial muscles, your jaw muscles, and your physical body relaxes deeply, completely, with every breath. Being here, being connected. In a moment, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, you are going to enter the imagery state when we reach 0. Five, four, three, two, one, 0. Deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply, deeply relaxed. And now, you're going to allow the door of your imagination to comfortably open. And as you open it, even wider now, all of your senses heighten. You begin to be aware of your energy. You might notice some tugs and pulls here and there, all around in the mind space. That area of you from the skin outwards, 6 inches of space, and perhaps beyond. Visualize and imagine it. Sense the cords of energy that are plugged into your energy, that are draining or uncomfortable, those tugs and pulls that you noticed. Let's go ahead and drop those cords. Imagine that you cut them. Imagine or visualize that you pull them out. Disconnect. Pull them out and disconnect them. You need help? How about let's ask Archangel Raphael, who's good for healing, to help you disconnect and pull those cords out. And now to continue, you become aware of your energy cords that come from you that are plugged into others or plugged into places or situations that are draining or uncomfortable. Drop those cords. Release them. Imagine cutting them, pulling them out. Give yourself permission to disconnect from any person, anywhere, or anything. It is safe and secure for you to do so. I'm just going to give you a moment to do all of that. I notice that I have quite a few that are plugged in. I'm just going to cut them all. Disconnect them. Knowing that it's safe and okay. Also knowing you can choose to connect or disconnect any cords. Disconnect any cords of obligation. Disconnect any cords of needing to know. Disconnect disconnect any cords that are causing you frustration. Disconnect any cords that are causing you insecurities. Disconnect any cords that are causing you to second guess yourself. Nice. They're all disconnected, and you are simply you. Now that you're completely disconnected, just simply be. Then open your energy to visualize and imagine somewhere, somehow, from out there it comes to you. You have called for it, and it comes. The pure, positive energy light. And it comes as a helper today for cleansing and clearing and to continue the disconnect process and then reconnect by your choice. So to imagine or visualize that this pure positive energy light comes down. It comes down around your head, neck, and shoulders. It is shining brightly, and it is comforting and cleansing you. And again, as it comes through, it is cleansing and clearing your energy, almost like it is combing through your energy and removing any remaining tangles or tugs and pulls, removing any remaining discomfort. Just going to give you a couple of minutes to feel all that. Or more. Let's do a really, really deep energy cleansing with this pure positive light. It continues flowing down your arms, hands, and fingers, cleansing and clearing as it goes. And each breath continually takes you deeper and deeper. Relax now. Down your spine, the pure positive energy light cleanses and clears. And circulating through the center of you, upper back, mid back, lower back, and all around and down through your chest, your solar plexus, your tummy, and all the while, it is cleansing and clearing your energy. As you continue going deeper and deeper now, the pure positive energy continues its mission to cleanse and clear, and you are graced with its energy down around both hips, into thighs, knees to calves, and finally around the ankles, heels, feet, and out through your toes. The pure positive energy light is doing its good work for which it is meant to do. And it now becomes like a shower of light with sparkles all around and all through, showering down upon you. The pure positive energy light showers you. Not only does it go into the very cellular structure of you, through those cells into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, but also from deep within now. It turns and moves from within into the mind space, from the skin outward, 6 inches of space and more, cleansing and clearing and combing through your energy, making it buoyant, vibrant, and alive. I'm just going to give you a couple minutes to keep enjoying and letting this cleansing and clearing pure positive energy light do its magic. now a new kind of beingness. A lighter sense of being is yours, feeling totally alive and vibrant. I'm taking a few moments to reflect, to remember what really feels good. Just taking a few moments to do that. Now that you're ready, choose to send out your cords of energy to the people, places, and situations that you love and want to plug into. Reconnect to what is good, positive, and true for you. Just going to give you a few moments to do that. Nice. And now choose to bring in the cords of energy from people, places, and situations that you love and want to have plugged into you, allowing reconnecting from the outside to you. Just give you a few moments to do those. Don't overthink. Just let the pure positive energy light do its magic for you. You'll be able to reconnect cleanly and effortlessly. Don't overthink. You got this. And once again, all is well. The pure positive energy light commingles now with your energy. And you are in your lighter sense of being. Anytime you can disconnect and reconnect in a way that is just right for you. And then bring yourself into the pure positive energy light alignment. You got this. Now let's go ahead and come out at zero to reinforce all the positives from your energy renewal. And now at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and say your first name out loud if you feel so inclined. Whew, didn't that feel delightful? It was interesting. So I found some of my energy cords were thick and dark. And then when I reconnected my positive ones, they were light and silvery. Cool, right? And don't forget, you can always come back to this energy cord disconnection and reconnection anytime you want on this podcast. And I'm going to invite you to do so as many times as you need. Life is busy. And we make these cords and we're not always consciously aware of it. but we can become aware and disconnect and reconnect as an energy reset. Well, I'm sending you all a big hug, and now I'm going to go out and check all of my cows and babies because it brings me extreme joy, and I'm so grateful that I can do this. All right. Again, big hugs and a blessing. Don't forget to sign up for the energy clearing. And I hope the rest of your week has truly unexpected gifts and blessings. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.